Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The recent death of Margaret Thatcher, that steely, hard-working, and effective British Prime Minister, has led to much discussion of her career, and we've heard different opinions about her impact on the opening of opportunities for women in government and politics. Of course, she showed women around the world that they could take the lead in a country that had never before had a female prime minister, and she made it work pretty well. But she was not a vigorous advocate for the advancement of other women. Women, she believed, should work to advance on their own merit and not be given special opportunities because of their gender. Well, North Carolina's own Iron Lady had similar views, as explained by Chapel Hill's Anna Hayes in Without Precedent, her 2008 biography of North Carolina Chief Justice Susie Sharp. When Sharp began practicing law in 1929, women could not be judges or serve on juries, nor was there much encouragement for her from the judge who administered her oath for admission to the bar. He lectured her, "Well, young lady, I congratulate you and all that, but I'd be derelict in my duty if I didn't tell you that you will never make a lawyer. If you persist, you'll just be wasting your time and playing in the sand. I advise you to start right now trying to find something more appropriate to do." However, by 1949, her talent as a lawyer and her political connections led to her appointment as a Superior Court judge, which required her to hold court in different parts of the state. And in one courthouse, she found that access to the judges' chambers there was only through the men's restroom. Well, that service led to appointment to the state Supreme Court, and then later election as its Chief Justice, first female Chief Justice, where her biographer Hayes said she was known as a legal scholar whose opinions were models of lucidity and who undertook on occasion to bring about needed changes in the law. As a woman, of course, through her example, she expanded opportunities for women in the legal profession and public life. But, Hayes continued, Sharp was an obdurate opponent of the Equal Rights Amendment, and she exerted every effort she could to defeat the amendment. She based her opposition largely on the arguable idea that women were already protected under the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and she believed that the ERA would cause women to lose existing protections they had under the law. Yeah, even those who disagree with Thatcher's and Sharp's positions on women issues and other important matters must be grateful for these Iron Lady's tenacious and successful battles that demonstrated powerfully how women can perform exceptionally well at the very highest levels. And that helped make possible last week the selection of a very fine female chancellor for the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is D.G. Martin.